The purpose of this series of podcasts, What is a Felony DUI in Arizona?, is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide for what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Please keep in mind, almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. Today's case in this series, the seventh case, is State v. Walters. The Walters decision was issued by the Court of Appeals on April 23, 2015. The facts in the Walters case are, a police officer observed the defendant's car weaving within its lane on a freeway. The vehicle was braking despite being the only car on the road, and its speed varied. At one point, the right side tires of the defendant's vehicle completely entered the Gore Point area. The officer then activated his emergency lights. However, the defendant's car was slow to yield and finally pulled over up after exiting the freeway. When the officer asked the defendant for identification, he stated he did not have a license and instead presented the officer with an Arizona ID card. The officer could smell a strong odor of alcohol coming from the interior of the vehicle. When the officer questioned the defendant about drinking, he stated he had had a couple. After the defendant exited the vehicle, the officer administered field sobriety tests, including the HGN horizontal gaze nystagmus test, in which the officer noted 6 cues of impairment, and the walk and turn test, to which the officer said the defendant performed poorly. The officer noted a strong odor of alcohol on the defendant's breath and poor balance. The defendant was then arrested and transported to the police station, where he submitted to breath tests, which revealed an alcohol concentration of a 0.183% and a 173%. The defendant's driving privileges were suspended at the time of the incident. The defendant was charged with felony aggravated DUI. A jury found the defendant guilty as charged. After the jury returned its verdict, the court found the defendant had 2 prior felony convictions. There were no legal issues discussed in the decision. The sentence imposed was 6 years concurrent terms of imprisonment for each count, with 99 days of pre-sentence incarceration credit applied to each count.